Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. And this week, I'm going to talk about gift giving. Yes, folks, it's that time of year again, and we're all scrambling to purchase meaningful gifts for our loved ones. I've noticed over the years that this has become a greater challenge as my children have gotten older, and my wife now owns more jewelry than the British monarchy. When the kids were real young, you could just wrap up a couple lids off the pots from the kitchen, and they were enthralled with all the noise they could make. Then as they grew into toddlers and young children, well, Christmas shopping was fun. There's so many cool toys you can buy younger kids. But then they get older, and all they want is electronics. Cell phones, gaming platforms, AirPods, and then they have it all. And as a parent, you just become a warranty replacement facility for broken or outdated electronics. The fun is gone, because once they have all this technology, there's not a whole heck of a lot you can give them that's going to rock their world. One of our relatives suggested giving experiences versus stuff, and on a good day with my teenagers and young adults in the house, I think, yes, I could get them tickets to a concert or a sporting event, or maybe even bungee jumping off a bridge. On a bad day, I wonder how they could experience the Hunger Games. It's tough in Humboldt, since our experiences are for the taking. Just walk out the door and head to the beach. Go tubing or rafting or kayaking in Willow Creek. Drive over to Shasta to ski. Humboldt is all about the experiences. That's why many of us live here. Now, as for buying gifts for your life partner, well, that used to be easy in the romance days and even in the newlywed years. But then you get older and you try to present her with the world's sexiest lingerie for Christmas, and she just gives you that look. Seriously, guy? Who is this for? Now, as challenging as I may find it after nearly 30 years of marriage to buy unique and special gifts for my wife, I know she has a much harder shopping for me. You see, I'm a music collector. Great, you say. She can buy you some music. But my wife seems to think that I have bought all the world's music. And with streaming, she just doesn't understand the passion of a music collector to own three different versions of Genesis's entire music catalog. So what are you left with? I could offer to listen to her for an entire year. I mean, seriously, listen. But you know, that's kind of expected. I could offer to help out more around the house, Sherpa our last teenager living at home around the county as a drastically underpaid Uber driver, or actually wash the dishes. But you know, once again, that's an expectation, not a gift. Well, I scored last year. I got her the best darn blow dryer on the market. At first, she thought I was crazy. Seriously, you bought me a blow dryer? And then she used it. I'm still getting kudos. This year, though, I'm in despair. What can I do to top that? This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. This holiday season, I wish I could offer you some great advice on the perfect gift, but I'm just plumb out of ideas.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.